That fellow was telling that you are the worst. He used all the bad words. What would you
defend yourself?
Essence is not like that. Why? It's the breath coming from him. It will lie. It will cheat. We say, oh my God, this fellow has been always good. I'm surprised he talked like this about me. Yeah. Go on.
The slave said, he has always been voracious. I have not seen anyone so truthful as he is. Veracity is inborn in his nature. Whatever he says, I do not say it is void. I deem not that good-minded one malicious. I suspect my own person.
This is something that you never knew. Means your intelligence never does. What does your intelligence? What does your intelligence? Just opposite of this, right? Whenever there is a problem, we'll defend. When there is a good thing, we'll try to have the credit. This one say, I do the opposite. I blame myself. Yes?
Maybe he sees in me faults I do not see in myself, O King. Anyone who saw his own faults before,
How does it work for you? A very simple stuff. It says, let's put all this hikmat and mysticism and all that aside. Let's talk about you. When you think about yourself, what do you see? What is your idea about yourself? You think you are good. Have you ever seen yourself? You're always inside there. So you have never seen yourself. How come that you believe you're good? Because you're not. We're talking about what? Being good or bad? Being pretty or ugly? We're talking about when the others look at you, right? Could you look at yourself? No, you're too busy looking at other people. That's why. Then he stops the slave here, because it's right to the point. Now listen to Rumi. Yep.
Anyone who saw his own faults before, how indeed should he be unconcerned with correcting himself? These people take no heed of themselves, O Father. Consequently, they blame one another.
Who's talking here? You see that the slave is not in anymore. Rumi put the slave aside, sit down and say, oh, listen carefully. Sometimes you say, listen child, listen you young fellow. And when they wanted to pretend that the discussion is very deep, they say, oh, Father, listen to me. You say, oh, Father, listen to me. All the people are ignorant. Therefore, they criticize other people. What's the use of criticizing other people? It's only a show off. Criticize yourself, because critics is the beginning of knowing the weak points to repair them, to improve yourself. So you have to understand your fault here, not to defend it. Yes?
O idolater, I do not behold my own face. I behold your face, and you behold mine. He that beholds his own face, his light is greater than the light of the creatures.
Yes, there are those people we know, that there are people that they see themselves, really. But that's not our case. Those are the rare people. Good for them. We are busy looking at each other. Stop it. Try to look at yourself. See who you are, really. Yes?
Though he dies, his sight is everlasting, because his sight is the sight of the Creator. that light by which he sensibly beholds his own face before him is not the light of sense.
Excuse me, repeat it, please.
That light by which he sensibly beholds his own face before him is not the light of sense.
Yeah, but in a way I have difficulties with this, because he's talking about the light of sense or sensual light. Do you remember he talked about the sensual light? First paragraph. He said there are two groups, two interpretations of Islam. One is Mu'tazili, which is logical. The other one is the traditional part. And he said, these logical fellows, they believe in senses. Let me tell you, if this eye could see the God, the eye of a dog and a donkey and a cow would see the dog. There is another kind of eye. Here he will say, the light of those exceptional people, that even after death their light remains, those are not the sensual light. I mean the deep lightness, not the one that you could feel or sense. Yes?
The king said, now tell his faults, just as he spoke of yours, that I may know whether you are solicitous for me and a house steward of my property and business. He replied, O king, I will tell his faults, though he is to me a pleasing fellow servant. His faults are affection and loyalty and humanity. His faults are sincerity and keen-wittedness and cordial companionship. His least fault is generosity and generosity that even gives up life. God has brought to view myriads of lives. What generosity would there be that saw not those? And if he saw them, how should he grudge his life? How should he become so greedy for the sake of one life? On the riverbank, water is grudged by him that is blind to the stream of water.
What is he talking about? King asked him, okay, now I understand the fault of the other God. What is the fault of the other God?
That he sees faults in the others.
Almost nothing. To essence, form is good. Because form, it shows whatever is. Intelligence is good. All these could be understood, and all of that, because these goodnesses are there. How? Because there is no form without the essence. Essence will see itself in the form. And I say, no, it's good. You see, everything is good. Because, let me tell you, you talk about being greedy. A fellow who is sitting beside the running water, he will not be greedy, except if it is blind. Of course, this form is blind, it's stupid. But doesn't matter, essence doesn't judge the form. Remember? No, this is something you cannot swallow. The essence doesn't criticize the form. If essence criticizes the form, that's not essence, we told you. Essence will criticize itself. Because that's what the essence is. When we talk about, normally, when we talk about the human being, the essence of the human being, one of it is consciousness. What is consciousness? When you criticize yourself, when you try to improve yourself, that's what the consciousness is, right? Consciousness is a part of it. So if you talk to my consciousness, My consciousness doesn't try to blame my form, exactly as it is not going to try to blame the universe, the situation, the condition, blah, 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 blah. My consciousness criticizes because it's there to look at my shortcomings, to understand real me. Because after that, I could change really. Without knowing that I am not good, you're kidding if I will try to become better. I should know what's wrong with me. That's the talk of the essence. My intelligence is selling me outside, is doing propaganda. All of that, the essence, doesn't blame even the form. They will say, you know what? It's my fault. Yep. This is that Rabbana, Innana, Zalamna, Anfusana. The essence was there. I said, yes, our ego will bring us all these problems. That's what it is. Yes?
The prophet said, whosoever knows for sure his recompense on the day of resurrection, that his recompense will be 10 for 1. At every moment, a different munificence will issue from him. All munificence is from seeing compensations. Therefore, seeing the compensation is opposed to fear.
Translation? First is prophet said, means?
Listen.
Means this is the truth. A prophet said it. This is the truth, right? What is the truth? The truth is that if you knew the outcome, you will be different. If you knew the outcome, which is that whatever you do in your life, later they will pay you back 10 times. If you believe in this, you will be different. This is what it is. You see, those people who do not attend to goodness, they don't understand and they don't believe that they will be paid back. That's the better business. You lose over there, you lose yourself to love, you will receive 10 times better. That's the deal. Yes?
Miserliness consists in not seeing compensations.
If you don't understand the compensation, of course you will be... You don't want to even participate over there. If you don't understand what you earn from this. Here, Rumi is telling you that, listen, you have 2 pieces. One of them is feeding the other one nonsense. The other one is sick. I wanted to improve the situation. The situation goes like this. I'm telling you to give up a lot of stuff. Your intelligence will tell you giving up will lose. So to your intelligence, you are going to lose a part of yourself in these sessions. And if you don't believe that, yes, you will lose something, you will gain 10 times better. If you don't believe in that, then your intelligence will convince you that this is not a good deal. So understand that this is a good deal for you. Wait until I explain what you will gain by losing something, by putting the form further than the essence. This is what he's trying to explain, right? Yes.
The prospect of pearls keeps the diver glad. Hence no one in the world is miserly, since no one hazards anything without what is to be received in exchange. Generosity, then, comes from the eye, not from the hand.
Ah, this is something that needs a lot of explanation, and it doesn't really. Look around you.